Good morning. I'm Alyssa Hoagland.
I'm Sasha Alish.
And I'm Lucy Eisenbarth. Welcome to a special episode of Bear Facts, where we're celebrating another trip to the Dome for the Golden Bears and Bishop Garrigan High School.
Ever since the start of the season, the Bears' goal has been to take back the state champion trophy. The Bears won the 8-man title in 2023, and they're looking for another state championship in 2025. The Bears were a perfect 8-0 in the regular season, and they got easy wins over Kingsley Pearson and North Union in the first two rounds of playoffs.
The Bears faced Gilbertville Don Bosco Thursday night. The Dons gave Garrigan their toughest game of the season. In fact, they were the only team that led the Bears at any point in a game this year. It was a very physical game, but the Bears ended up heading onto the Dome with a commanding 51-21 win. The victory means the Bears haven't lost at Conway Field since 2022.
Garrigan is the top seed in the 8-man Final Four. They'll face number 4 Audubon next Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Unidome. They'll be relying heavily on seniors who have led the team all season. Quarterback Tate Furch also plays defense, where he leads all players in all classes in interceptions. Ethan Marceau is one of the top rushers in school history, and Carter Schwab, Caden Graves, and Carter McGregor regularly make holes where Tate and Ethan can run. Kyle Borman and Lucas Bohanek have also provided big senior leadership for the Bears.
Among the younger players that add to the football team are juniors Mike Joyce and Weston Rosemeyer, who regularly catch long passes and have also come up big on defense. Madden Miller, Nate Lear, and Matt Besh have been huge for the Bears on defense. Sophomore CJ McGregor has been important on both sides of the ball, and Carson Kramer has done a great job at nose guard. All 34 of the Golden Bears have been important, both on the field, on game nights, and playing scout team in practice.
Football isn't the only place where Garrigan has had success lately. Last weekend, the Golden Bear cheerleaders won the state championship. Addison Cooper, Ava Snyder, Sasha Alish, Ava Rothler, Aubrey Meyer, Harper Nelson, Delaney Fessler-Arndorfer, Lily Erpelding-Wickman, Brooklyn Birdie, Piper Rothler, Avery Culbertson, and Olivia Rothler competed at the state fairgrounds in Des Moines, and they brought home the first place trophy. Congratulations, cheerleaders.
Last Saturday, Garrigan sophomore Julia Swift ran the state cross-country meet down in Fort Dodge. This was Julia's second time running at state, and she finished the 5K course in a time of 19 minutes and 38 seconds. That earned her a medal for 13th place out of 100 Class 1A runners. That means Julia has medaled in every meet she's run in this season. Congratulations.
Last week, the Quiz Bowl team competed in the Online Knowledge Master Contest. They scored 365, which was 70 points higher than last year's score, and should rank them among the top scores in the competition. Today, there's more Quiz Bowl, with the Bears hosting the top of Iowa Conference Tournament. Tate Furch, Amari Thomas, Aiden Deidering, Marshall Borman, Eva Kohlhaus, Bryden Morris, and Lucy Eisenbarth will be competing for the Bears. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Tomorrow is your last chance to see the Addams Family musical on the Garrigan stage. The final performance will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Shiloh Traynor and Tate Furch star as young lovers from different worlds. The show also features Sasha Alish, Amari Thomas, Matt Besh, Cora Dearduff, Caden Graves, Alice Casey, Gabe Swift, Delaney Fessler-Arndorfer, and Aiden Deidering.
You'll also see Madeline Tigges, Leo Snyder, Eva Kohlhaus, Addie Lubenthal, and Henry Bodie, plus Rachel Kale, Emma Kolash, Riley Garman, Anaya Thomas, Riley Dorning, Jared Graves, Avery Culbertson, and Abby Dearduff. Remember to catch the final performance of The Addams Family tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Friedman Auditorium.
When you see the musical, you may notice new stage curtains on the Garrigan stage. Our old stage curtains are getting a new life. The school donated the old curtains to TLC Quilters, and the fabric has been transformed into beds and pillows for refugee children in Des Moines. We're glad that our old curtains could be repurposed to help people in need.
We were also pleased to learn this past week that Bishop Garrigan graduate Audie Crooks has been helping people through her foundation. She gave money to provide food for people who found themselves in need due to funding cuts from the government shutdown. We're glad that Audie is continuing to live the values she learned at Garrigan.
Because there's more news than usual this week, we're taking a break from our senior spotlight. On our Golden Bear calendar, Garrigan is hosting the Conference Quiz Bowl tournament today, and there's also Girls Regional Swimming.
Tomorrow is the last performance of the Addams Family musical. You can see the show at 2 p.m. in Friedman Auditorium. Monday, the boys' swim season officially begins, though most of the Bears will likely be waiting to start practices until football is over.
Girls' basketball season also begins on Monday. Tuesday is Veterans Day. Then Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Bears will be playing Audubon in the state football semifinals at the UNI Dome in Cedar Falls.
There's nothing on the calendar next Thursday. Friday is the Stuff the Trailer food drive, and finally, next Saturday, 23 Garrigan students will head down to Ames for the District DECA competition.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning into the show, and good luck to the Bears and the UNI Dome.
Go Bears!